There was a reason I hadn't been back to my hometown in 16 years. 16 life-changing years. Yet as I approached the town limits of Dragonfly Lake on this brisk, drizzly March morning, there it was. That familiar feeling slid into my gut like an acid bath, sucking my self-confidence out of me and threatening to turn me back into an insecure girl from the wrong side of the tracks. The ancient wood sign that read, "Welcome to picturesque Dragonfly Lake. Population, more than a couple dozen." Hand-carved by Anna Delfico's grandfather long before the population had grown to more than a few thousand on a good summer weekend, came into view. I sat up straighter and steeled myself. I glanced down at my armor. High-dollar designer label tailored black pants, silky cream-colored blouse, the trench coat that had cost more than my monthly rent, and especially the red-soled black ankle boots, and muttered out loud, "You're not that girl anymore." My silver Lexus ES350 was further proof. Considering my ride out of Dragonfly Lake all those years ago had been in the passenger seat of my friend Holden Henry's beat-up old puke-green Chevy Impala. But as soon as I reached the downtown area, the highway becoming Main Street and the speed limit plummeting, I bit down on the inside of my lip, taking in the sight of everything that had once been so familiar. The elementary school, where I'd been the janitor's daughter. The high school, where I'd been the geeky straight-A student with no social life to speak of. The Dragonfly Diner, where all the kids hung out for fries and shakes. Except me. I turned the radio on and cranked up a rock music station, as if that could drown out the world outside my windows. When I was almost to the lake itself, its grayness blending in with the colorless sky, I took a right turn on Honeysuckle Road and forced my mind to the mission at hand. My boss, Angelica Marks, had summoned me to a construction site meeting with no concern for my Monday schedule or my to-do list that never seemed to get any shorter.
"Last thing on my list," my brother Seth said as my other brother Cash checked his watch. I already knew it was 10 till 11 and that Cash was itching to get back into the kitchen to make sure everything was under control for lunch. I also knew without checking that it was. His kitchen staff was on top of things. They had to be, otherwise Chef Cash could morph into a stereotypical temperamental tyrant right before their very eyes. I raised my brows at Seth to encourage him to get on with it. As Seth met my gaze, there was a flash of something in his eyes that put me on alert, told me I wasn't going to like whatever his last thing was. "Spit it out," I said, leaning my elbows on table 19 of Henry's restaurant. This was our meeting spot every Monday at 10 a.m., strategically located to avoid pissing matches over whose office we met in, Seth's or Cash's. My office was the bar, but when we tried meeting there, they'd accused me of paying more attention to the behind-the-bar tasks than the agenda. "The Bergman lot," Seth said, tapping the eraser of his mechanical pencil on his handy-dandy notebook. My jaw clenched before I could check that reaction. "It's time to do something with it," Seth continued as my body tensed. "I'm going to call Darius Weber this week to get his take on what we might be able to get out of it." Cash's response was a single nod. I was just opening my mouth to give my opinion on calling the real estate agent when Seth jumped back in. "It's not good business to let a lakefront lot sit there and do nothing for us. You know that." I did know that, but it did nothing to lower my frustration. "Another month," I bit out. "Give Kemp and me another month to reorganize. See what our next move is." "We're not putting it on the market yet, just gathering info," Seth said in that tone intended to make peace and reassure. Shocking to no one who met the three of us, Seth was the middle brother and was often a buffer between Cash and me, and Hayden, our little sister, and me as well. "We've held on to it for years for this brewery pipe dream," Cash said. "That's not paying the bills." I snapped.